So I'm going to share a few of my favorites. It's really hard to choose because they literally all feel like my favorite every time I read them. I like all of them. This first one is from Tokyo, Japan. When my baby was 6 months old, we had an appointment in Tokyo City. She was strapped to my chest and we were late and lost and getting drenched in rain. While crossing the street, the rain suddenly stopped. I looked beside me and an elderly Japanese man with a hunched over back was holding out his umbrella over me and my girl. He walked us all the way to our train station while his suit got soaked. I will never ever forget the feeling of being seen and loved in that way. The next is from Boston, Massachusetts. This is not so tiny really. The year after my divorce, my 8-year-old son remembered that his dad used to get a birthday cake for me. So the day before my birthday, he found his school directory, called his best friend's mom, and asked her to get a cake. When she delivered it, he gave her $1.47 in change, which was all the money he had in the world. Christine H., Boston, Massachusetts. This next one is from New York. My 5-year-old son polished off a banana on the subway and handed me the peel to hold for the rest of our long trip uptown. A young man getting off at the next stop noticed, took the peel from me, and dropped it in the trash on his way off the platform. Kryn M., New York City. When my mom passed away, my husband's birthday fell between her death and her funeral. I completely forgot. My best friend showed up at my door with wrapped packages. He had bought gifts for me to give to my husband. He knew us both well enough to choose things that I would have chosen and that Bill would like. It was one of the most graceful acts I've ever experienced. Jennifer A., Salt Lake City, Utah. This one's in Austin, Texas. One time when I was having a terrible day, I went to 7-Eleven to buy gas and some peanut butter M&Ms. Then my card got declined because I only had just enough for gas. I bought the gas and walked out to the pumps. A few seconds later, this guy tapped me on the shoulder. He bought the M&Ms and presented them to me in broken English. I thanked him profusely in broken Spanish. I went back to my office and thanked God for having a child such as this guy. I still have the wrapper. I treasure it like a holy relic. Devin F., Austin, Texas. This one is Montrose, Iowa. My husband and I had moved to the country a couple of years before and were trying our hand at growing fruit trees and the like. One summer day, as I stood at the kitchen sink looking out the window, I saw my husband running across the yard with his arms outstretched. What you have to know is my husband doesn't run, ever. He burst through the front door, his face shining with excitement. He said to me, "Hold out your hand." A little puzzled, I did so. And he carefully laid in my palm our first ever homegrown blueberry for me to eat. Of course, there are bigger kindnesses I've received from him and others too, but I love to recall his pure generosity of spirit, the simplicity of excitement at the gift giving. Karen M., Montrose, Iowa. This one is from Brooklyn, New York. When I was pregnant with my third child, I would ride to work on the subway at the same time as a man whose native language was different than my own, so we could never speak. But he would always tap my shoulder and point as soon as a seat became available for me on the busy train. Carissa F., Brooklyn, New York.